Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Off the ball. Rugby.
Each time Scotland scored a seven-pointer, Ireland responded in an average time span of 5 minutes with 7 points to the row.
Oh, yeah.
3 minutes, 5 minutes and 7 minutes were the tries that came in response to that.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Hello, it's Misha Grania McElwain, agus is Bralam Lorch Ladini. I love interviewing people to find out what motivates them to do the things that they do. Tugan Sport Spragu Dunya. Sport inspires us, and sports people, like the rest of us, have their highs, but also have a lot of lows throughout their career. In this bilingual podcast, by which is Lorch Ladini Difrula o Sport Difrula, to find out more about what makes them tick. Tasulagam Gumwinish Sultas. I hope that you enjoy. Falcha Gasil OTB. Is he Scarlet Niarnine? Dinna Dinna Himory Oga is Farsachir. From Monaghan, she signed for Hibernian Women in Scotland from Shamrock Rovers in September 2025, having played for both Piemont United and Athlone Town previously. Caoimhe Ganzi na hÉireann, the Irish international jersey at under-19 level, and was awarded the under-19 International Player of the Year for her performances le furan na hÉireann. Tá Súlaigi, go mbeidh Ganzi sinsir na hÉireann orthu, and that a call from Carla Ward and the senior setup is not too far away. Scarlett Falcha got off the ball. When did you decide that you wanted to be a professional footballer?
I'd say I was probably... It's one of those things where you always grow up like loving playing sport and playing every sport under the sun. So since day dot, I was, you know, flat out with a ball at my feet. But then I think it was actually during COVID I got massively into, you know, wanting to improve myself and my fitness and everything. And I think that was when I really was like, right, I can try push on and try make a career out of this. So I think it was actually during the lockdown. Like all I did was with my spare time. Obviously, you had so much spare time. I was in fourth year in school as well, so there wasn't much going on. And I was just training all the time. And my dad always recalls to me that it was then I said to him, Dad, like I'm gonna play for Ireland one day. And he kind of laughed at me and was like, yeah, right, yeah, you will, yeah, great. And then a few years later, as you mentioned there, I was playing for the under-19s, which it was a long journey from that day I said it to him to when I actually first played. But it was probably back then.
Ciarán Spragu, who was the inspiration for you to start that journey and to want to play for Ireland?
During Will Shimma Aher, like Fiché is jockey gock sport freshen or vishenny so you get August Fumisha a cursy CLG freshen again much le Clarshi Monacon August Le Ballion Monacon freshen a level Fuish a Kunde August yeah just don't bum like to share my could spragger sort of, you know. So we mudge again goni cigar in the kale again much August Fisha a goni torch sort tahi dum August like torch a could. I could just tahi dumpsa, I guess it just like pieces, tricks and tips, you know. So yeah, during Gavisha A, August Tashay Gokle, August Tashay Fakinger Gokle, August Few Tartanartamisha and Alban and Shot Tashay Goni, Ig Chalk Tal, the Gachels, Hal and Shock and Fakinger, McGimmer, August, yeah, Kas is Tashan Broder, Lassum, so Tashin, Shin Rod Jask, Wilmishin on Ishin a Horcher Ashto.
You mentioned obviously your dad was a huge inspiration for you growing up and spurring you on. But in terms of watching female athletes at that time as well, during COVID, like who stood out for you or who were your role models growing up?
Yeah, well, I think even watching the games the other night, it's all that generation of women's footballers coming through, like the likes of Katie McCabe at Arsenal. Like she, I think, is a role model for thousands of girls across the country now. It just saw how far you can go. Like, she won the Women's Champions League of Arsenal last year. She has countless accolades. Like, we had Ruaisha Littlejohn playing with us with Shamrock Rovers last year for a short period, and she was a great person to look up to for me even at the time. Played at such a high level, and obviously has nearly 100 Irish caps as well. So, her experience was second to none to be able to learn off. So I think there's countless players on that Irish women's team that I think I would have looked up to, and even the likes more locally, Áine Gorman and Stephanie Roach were kind of the household names that I would have been familiar with growing up. Just from an Irish perspective, they were obviously the big names, and both playing locally as well. I know Steph went abroad and so did Áine at one stage, but they were both playing League of Ireland at the time. And then to come up sort of through the League of Ireland ranks and to end up playing on the same team as both of them, and then being managed by Steph last year, I think was a kind of a full circle moment. I actually remember for my 16th birthday, one of my friends made a bit of a collage of different people. She got to wish me a happy birthday. People in sport, you know, had like Michael Murphy and things like that. But Stephanie Roach Zambra was actually one of those. And then fast forward to only 2 years, I was actually playing alongside her. So that was pretty cool.
What was that like?
It's strange. It's something I've actually never told her, because, you know, she becomes your friend as well, more than anything, as a teammate. And after then, obviously went into management and was managing me for a few months. So it is a bit surreal. You kind of have these moments where you do look back and you look at how far you have come. And like, there's obviously a lot of things I still want to achieve in my career. But even as I said there, to play with the likes of those players and to play with the likes of Ruaisha as well, and just players who have had such decorated careers is really, really special, and it helps you grow as well as a player yourself.
So you came off then from wanting to be a player and made that decision in during the COVID times, and then you're playing with Piemont United, you're playing with Athlone Town, you're playing with Shamrock Rovers. What was that actually like? How did you find playing within the Eritrisity League here in Ireland?
Yeah, I think it's always a step up. I think coming, like, I was playing with the boys in Monaghan like until I was 15, which is really, really late, I would say, for a girl coming up through League of Ireland ranks. Like, I only played League of Ireland underage at 16, so I think I was a few years behind in terms of, you know, making the name for yourself. But yeah, I think the league here is growing. I think it has improved an awful lot in recent years, and we see a lot more players now going abroad, going to the likes of England, to Scotland, and then you have the girls as well who are going on scholarships to America. So it is providing a lot of opportunities for young girls to come through. I think the next step now is about just retaining those players and trying to create a better platform, maybe professionalising the league a bit more. But as I said, the league has grown leaps and bounds in recent years, where we have grown to sort of a semi-professional name. And yet the quality of the league is growing every year, and I've seen that with playing in it. And I think for a young player coming up, it's great. It's great exposure to, you know, first team football, and you're playing against older girls who are more experienced and are better than you. And it's kind of a sink or swim. You know, you have to learn your trade very quickly, or else you'll be lost amongst them.
And getting then to Hibernian, like, how did that come about? Do you have an agent that brought you over there, or what was the steps that got you over to Scotland?
Yeah, so I'm with an agency called Generation Z, which is very, I suppose, apt to my generation. And yeah, so it just came about in September, and it was kind of a 2-week process of them trying to, I suppose, make a deal with Shamrock Rovers. And then obviously from my side of things, it's always been a dream of mine to play football full time and to play in a professional environment, and that's what Hibernian was offering me. And yeah, I'm loving it so far. It's another step up again from the League of Ireland. They have 5 full professional teams here in Scotland, which is something that we unfortunately don't have at home as of yet. But yeah, really, really excited being here, and it's a great step up for me personally.
And when you talk about the changes and the big step up, like, what for you was the biggest challenge in that step up?
Well, I think the quality is that much better. You know, the speed of play, you know, it's a tougher game to come to terms with. Like, it's even in training, my first training session, you're a bit all over the place, because the standard is that much better. The ball moves quicker, everyone's quicker, the movements are better, you know, the understanding of the game is better, everyone's quicker, faster, fitter, stronger. Do you know, it's that one level up. And then as well, like, you're moving away from your family. Like, I was in I was in UCD the last few years, in my final year now, trying to complete it remotely, which, to be fair to UCD, I've been very sort of flexible with that. But like, I'm moving away from all my friends in Dublin and everyone in Monaghan as well. So I suppose that as well is something that people, the side of things that people don't see is the sacrifices you do make moving away from all your sort of loved ones and your friends and yeah, your college experience, I suppose, as well.
Hattatig stager sa kolasta.
To begin, sport acliacht agus gnó, sort mask on the shin.
Agus am eilat.
Oh, yes, Brown, yeah. To me, again, of my dissertation, like a moment to show, the lived experience of women on Irish sport governing boards. So, I sort value Olas or Akhid Tahi, Egober like an Olachty sport in Erin, August Conasa Row, Conasa first year, Akhid Roll, August Conasa Wilshid, Egerion, August the quotas that came in a few years ago, La Sport Ireland, and what organisations are following said protocol and said quotas.
Yeah, really interesting. And I no doubt we'll be talking to you again about that. You mentioned your heroes there, Katie, Rashida, lots of different people, and Stephanie, of course, as well. What did you know about the work that they did in promoting women's football here in Ireland? Because when you read back, you were too young at the time in 2017, and you were hearing all about, that they had to change in toilets, or they had to change the kit. They weren't allowed to keep their kit, and then they fought to get equal parity and equal rights. What was that like, hearing about that, and what way did that influence you, how you looked on them and also on the sport here in Ireland?
Yeah, I think you can only look at them with the height of respect and what they went through to create a better pathway for my generation, for the next generation, better standards, more professionalism within, I suppose, the FAI, and how they were treated as senior international players at the time wasn't good enough. And it's a very brave thing to do, to be able to stand up against an organisation and to fight for, I suppose, how you believe you should be treated. So I think they've only done like brilliant things to grow the women's game here in Ireland. And as I said, they've been the role models for my generation coming through, and for I'd say a lot of girls to come in the next generation as well.
So you go to do your club, and then you get to play for Ireland. So talk to us about that. How did that come about? Who can you remember who made that phone call and where you were when you heard that you'd made the team?
Well, I suppose it's probably a slower process than just getting a call one day. I went in for I got called in to do an assessment. So you go in and there's maybe 50 girls there, and you all do a game and train and whatever, and then they kind of pick from that crop. But it's over the course of like a few weeks, so you might have two or three times you'd go up to Abbottstown or go down to Limerick sometimes, or Waterford, and you'd have different camps. And then I'm trying to think. I think it was my first game was in St George's Park. We played England, and I actually remember I was in the car with my mum and dad, and we were driving home from the last assessment, and it was really quick because the camp was 2 weeks later. So they had decided on the day of their sort of first squad of the campaign. And I remember just getting an email. My dad got an email when he was driving and nearly crashed the car. There was that much excitement in the car. But yeah, that was a really special time. And then obviously went on to have a successful enough year with the Irish under-19s. And yeah, as you said at the end, picked up an award for my personal contributions as well, which was really, really special.
Yeah, so Innisfail, Nobby Ró Uaill now a country star. So Innisfail fin a major tá déanta agat sa, like, cos con an gradam sin a bhua cú, dhe sé sin dó creidte Scarlett.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of rubbish. Like, we miss it. More Dutch me, like, little in COVID, because few rubbish and we miss it. Train, I'll call a lot. Like, I had ill a lot, be miss it. Am we agree? No, again, much the guardian, no, again, much the muffer and again, Muig Trenal, agus yeah, tá lán chéan a lán ar an shock on agus like a lán obair cruth agus mar dúirt me galore like amanna will kosher or shul no will breath law no will iha mac agus nail to an all dull morta the clear no Trenal agat an law in a yeashin. So yeah, it's Rud Jackery can bunch him mac agus shin and fog row me co brodel. As I'm fain, agus grow my tishy co brodel as I'm fresh and conan sort action a bunch of mock agus is saying on road brodel like on puncha is brodel in muckage sale now I gimmerch fehinya for an nahair and fresh and so to sue logum go will sort Gwimacan an fear an sinseir banse machlalin an tréh se bhfuil roim, but ag fécinn se rá sé cadhfuil banse bach a gom dí seo mar dúirt mé tom an broda las mar. Tchéan a lán obercrú is seachán agus sin an rud nach bhfuil nach fecinn go leor daoine an sort behind the scenes work a tchéan is seachán.
Yeah, as you said there, like there are sacrifices. You're proud of what you've done. There's sacrifice on a lot of different levels. But before games, do you get nervous?
Oh yeah, like I think every athlete in the world, as whether you're playing for your local team or whether you're playing in the World Cup final, they'll all get nervous. Like it's one of those things where you don't really believe yourself when you're growing up. It's like your idols, your role models all get nervous. It's something that you wouldn't believe because you think that it just comes naturally to them. But yeah, I think every athlete in the world deals with the nerves, deals with maybe, you know, being anxious after a poor performance and maybe bouncing back with confidence. Like it's something that a lot of athletes do have to deal with. And it's probably because like why sports psychology has become so popular in the last few years. We've seen the effects that it's had on certain GAA teams and on League of Ireland teams, and why so much emphasis is put on sports psychology nowadays, because it does give you that edge. And a lot of the time in top elite sport performance, you know, everyone has the same, close enough to the same skill set, but it's the mental capacity of certain teams to be able to push through hard times, whether that's in a game or whether that's in a season. You'll have bad patches that you need to get through as a collective and on a personal level as well. So I think that's something that's really important. But yeah, I think nerves are something that everyone has, but I think it's a positive thing. It means you care, you know, it means you're passionate about it. It means you want to do well for yourself, your team, your family. And it's something that's natural. But I think, yeah, as time goes on, you learn to deal with it a lot better than maybe you would have when you were younger, thrown into the deep end of a big game or whatever it might be.
And when you speak about getting into bad patches or trying to get yourself out of that, like what have you learned or what are the techniques that you use to help you deal with maybe nerves or dealing maybe with a period where you're not playing particularly well?
Well, I think one thing that I didn't do when I was younger, I was just so obsessed with football. It was kind of the thing that consumed me. Like there was nothing else. Like I, as I said, made so many sacrifices. There was times where you would isolate yourself and, you know, you didn't neglect other areas of your life, whether that be your friends or your family, which is, sometimes it is a sacrifice that you need to make. And sometimes it's maybe something that you don't realize how much you need. And that's something that I learned when I was younger of, you need other outlets, you need other hobbies, you need friends that don't know about football. You know, one of the best things for me for the last few years was when I used to go home to the girls I live with in New City, and they wouldn't have a clue even that I was playing that day. And if you have a bad game or whatever, go home and they're talking about something completely different to football, you know. And it's important to have those outlets and to have other hobbies, whether that's physical activity or non-physical activity, you know, to be able to switch off from it. Because I think that's something that helps a lot. Just if you, even after a good game, after a bad game, you need to be able to switch off and to forget about it, you know. What's done is done, put it behind you and focus on whatever's next. But I think switching off through other friend groups or other activities is really, really important. It's something I've learned that you have to do for your own mental sake.
And you mentioned as well that playing senior, that's something that you really want to do. How do you, as a young player, get yourself in front of Carlow Ward, in front of that senior setup and go, look at me? How do you go about that?
Yeah, I think it's the hardest part really is being noticed initially. So I think one thing that's a really prevalent topic right now is the under 23s, there's no under 23s for the Irish women's team, which is a big shame because I think it's something that would benefit a lot of young girls in the country. After you finish under 19 international, there's nothing until the senior team, and that gap is so big, and you know, it's only expanding because if you're playing in League of Ireland as a young player and the Irish senior team are all playing in say the WSL or in Scotland or in the Championship in England, you know, there is such a gap there. So I think we need something to bridge that gap. But I suppose for me personally, I'm just trying to improve as much as I can day to day. It was a massive factor of why I wanted to move abroad. As I said to you earlier, like to play in a full-time professional environment is something that's really important to me. And it's, I suppose, to put yourself in an uncomfortable scenario, you know, to not be one of the best players in your environment and to feel uncomfortable on a day-to-day basis in training, you know, to be coming up against better players than you, that's the only way you can improve. So I suppose for me it's just looking to learn as much as I can in this new environment, which you know, you just need to relish as much as possible. So
And do you ever hear, because obviously you are coming as under-19 International Player of the Year a few years back, do you ever hear from Irish management? Does anyone ever say to you, look at Scarlett, we're keeping an eye on you, they're in contact with you, encouragement? Do you ever hear anything from the FAI or any of the senior management about your performances and what you may need to do to make that next level?
Yeah, we had a development team a while back. It only came in for a few days, which was, I suppose, a good sign. We played the under-19s in a friendly, and it was kind of like an under-23 structure. But since then, that's unfortunately been scrapped for, I'd say, budget reasons, which is disappointing. But apart from that, I think I'm not exactly sure how it works, but I've been in certain provisional squads and stuff like that. You don't exactly get a phone call unless you're going to be in the squad. So you're kind of just anxiously waiting and trying to see how well you can play. And then at some stage, hopefully in the future, I'll get a phone call on one random day from an unknown number and I'll answer it and it'll be, you know, the best thing. But until then, you just have to focus on yourself. You know, there's no one going to be sitting you down and telling you this is what you need to do. You know, there's no one to sort of mollycoddle you into the setup. So it's all on yourself. You know, if you play well enough, you'll get noticed. So that's my focus.
Tá an dul agat sa Gaelic, tá sógam sin. Cás a dánig an spéis a tá agat sa teanga?
Well, ní lorin much Gaelic as Sawalia, Neil galore Gaelic ag matishi tushid to nyard aku ak Neil shid lifa, ak nervi mishig fosinuas in Maluanakon, Kershid Misha Drasselme or Gales Colalton, soon Bunskull Lawn Gaelica, Augustin Shinhui May Raigaji Kalosh Doriel and Manskull Jerkin Ekalesh. So, like Tushi Kinton already shin Neil Ola Sogamer and Kader Adolame Gaelica, like Tushigoni Vishigoni Ogum, Kusula Burla, you know. Dosme Nuaslesh, August, Tommy Ann, like to my co-brother last on Aika will me on Gaelic Lorch, mar like to co to made Shindini Knockwell and Gaelic Aku August Tushidigari Olam, Ochner Knockwell She Fulham August, like oh a Kuig no Shedley and Dish, nor Totri Sabun Skull to Shinese Jacker and their Iantuni Shina, you know. Viagoni and Dulagum the Dun Gaelic August and Shanga August Tom co-brother like as on culture a talking more cheer, August Sun Shanga Hagen Lesh. So yeah, it's really going to talk and special to Dumpsa, because Tashig Foss, fresh and like Tanis Modini, Gary Folam, because Tashig Oil, Dulcan Kane, Nalahinda Shaw, fresh and so Tashin and Yas Lego.
I always find it amazing when you actually speak Irish to people. Most people will try and respond with something, and I think that's really important. It's shocked in the Gaeliga, but it should be shocked in the Gaeliga every week because everybody has some amount of Irish and is using that cúpla focal. So I often find if I even say Gormaigad or Slán or Fáilte or even little words people know, they'll actually say something back to you. Have you found that experience with the language for yourself, speaking that with your friends and different people too?
Definitely, yeah. And I was involved in Uncommon Gaelic in UCD before, obviously, I moved to Scotland. It's a really special community. And I think to involve yourself with people who are passionate about the language as well is really important, and to share that passion with people, because, you know, it's becoming a popular language again. And, you know, people would have said years ago that, you know, ton Changa Marav, and it's nowhere near it, you know. So I think it's great to be able to surround yourself by other Irish speakers and by people who, as you said, just want to put their bit of cúpla focal in there, and to maybe speak it in day-to-day life. And if you're going into the shop or to go for coffee or whatever it might be, someone mightn't have, you know, fluent Irish, but the fact that, you know, you're making an effort and you're trying to improve your cúpla focal and you're using it is really great. So it's the one thing that I'm really missing over here in Scotland. They have Gaelic over here, but it's not the same as our old Irish.
Now, you might be fluent in that beforehand a while, Ireland, Bidgeray. Just talk to us just about the football over there. So you're playing with Hibs at the moment. You're in fifth in the table, isn't it, I think, at the moment? And you've a game against Celtic coming up as well. You've a big game coming up against Celtic at the weekend. Just talk to us about Hibs this year. Obviously won the title last year, but where are they at in terms of winning a title this year? How do you see it going?
Yeah, well, won the league last year, so I was joining obviously the champion winning team of last season. We're going into the split now, so it's a bit of a different thing that we don't see it in much in Europe, in European leagues. But it's the same in the men's. Halfway through the season, they split it into the top half and the bottom half, and then the top half play each other again twice, and the same with the bottom half. So it's we're going into a really competitive period now. We've about 10 or so games left, and it's all to play for really. If you look at the table, it's quite tight. So it's a really exciting time. Like we've 3 games in the next 7 days, starting on Sunday against Celtic, as you said. So it's a really exciting time. It's gonna be obviously a difficult period, but it's one where we're looking to relish. And I'm with a really special group of players who are all serial winners and want the best for the obviously for the team and are always looking to improve. So yeah, I'm happy to be here, and I'm really excited for the next few weeks as we come up to the sort of business end of the season.
What is that like when a new manager comes in? Because do you feel that you have to prove yourself from the start again, or how does that settle or unsettle you?
Yeah, I suppose that can be the case sometimes. But in our situation, Joelle Murray is our new manager. She was actually a coach for the last 2 seasons with us as well. So a lot of the girls are familiar with her, and I would be myself as well, just from the start of the season. So it's been a bit of a smoother transition than maybe if someone from the outside came in. But Joelle was a former player. She kind of did what Stephanie Roach did in the League of Ireland. She played in the league for years and then retired and became a coach after that, so it's kind of the same as that. But yeah, she's been great so far, and has really gelled the group together. So I think it's been a smooth transition, and it is always difficult when a new manager comes in, but it's been an easier transition than usual, I'd say.
And do you get a chance now to keep abreast of what's happening here in Éireann Ó Thaobh of the Premier Division? Because tá sagan grú tú i gceimhreas le baile a Thalún. So, I mean, tá sig féachann dearg na torthaí an seo agus ag leanúint na cluichí nó am le tam agat sin í anu.
No, bíonn me glanann sé, yeah. Bhí me actually sa bhaile an deireadh seachna agus leis an briseadh idirnáisiúnta an Áirseá an seo. Bhí me ag an President's Cup ag an le Athlún agus Shelburne ag an deireadh seachna. So, yeah, tá fós gafa leis an seo sa bhaile, so bíonn me féachann sé chuile cluiche. So, tá an sraig tosaint an deireadh seachna seo. So, yeah, tá me tú go mór leis an agus bíonn me ag féachann sé an teilifís. Just sat here and ag féachann sé na torthaí, like, ag talk to each.
Yeah, and Athlone Town, of course, hugely strong. They won that President's Cup. I think it was their third. Was there their third in 4 years that they've won? How do you fancy, or what chances do you feel that they can win the league again this year?
Yeah, I think Athlone are looking really strong. I think their squad depth is exceptional. Even the players to come off the bench, they had Dana Sheriff who came back. A lot of people were looking at Kelly Brady. Obviously, she left Athlone. She was their top scorer last year and went to Crystal Palace in the off season. So they were looking for who's going to replace her. And Dana Sheriff's came back into the league. I played with Dana at Athlone when I was there, and she's a phenomenal player. Just as an eye for goal, and she's come into Athlone and scored at the weekend as well. So I think Athlone just have a lot of talent on that side, and they seem to whatever they have, it's working for them, and they've obviously clicked as a team the last few years. And I'd back them again to retain their Premier Division title this season.
So, Ireland, we were all glued to watching them during the week. So, France and Netherlands didn't work out 2-1. Let's just talk about the games overall. First of all, Scarlett, and I mean, how disappointed were you? Like, were there games that you feel Ireland should have won, or how disappointed were you with that result?
Well, I think the fact that everyone watching after the game felt disappointment is a great positive to take. They're two of the top sides in the world, France and Netherlands. So I think to not get a result, I think was disappointing. But I think the way that the girls played, sort of the aggression they showed, and how well they did, on the ball, was tremendous. And I think they probably did deserve, especially the France game, they deserved a better result. Denise O'Sullivan had a great chance in the last few minutes that was cleared off the line. And yeah, I think they did deserve more from the 2 games. There's a lot of learnings to take from it, obviously, with the goals conceded. But I think Carla Ward and all the girls should be, proud of the performance there. I think there's a lot to build on. And even if you look at the group we're in, it's the two games against Poland in a few weeks' time that are the really telling ones. If we can pick up 4 points from those two, we'll put ourselves in a great position for an easier playoff to qualify for Brazil in 2027.
And can we get those wins?
100%, yeah. Poland had a draw against Netherlands over the international break, so they're not an easy side by any means, but definitely a team that we can try get points against, get points off. As I said, like we have a team that's coming into form now, and them two performances, there's a lot of positives to take. I think Emily Murphy was exceptional over the two games as well. Really exciting young player who's come in recently, and really held her claim for a starting position. And then obviously you've Katie McCabe as well, and Denise O'Sullivan was a huge miss in the Netherlands game, and she's going to be back fit for the Poland game as well. So yeah, I think we're looking to target those two games, and if you, as I said, if you can get 4 points from them, then you put yourself in a really good position.
Sullivogamwidge, just modulation and corlia a visagat the imrorioga the rinioga a thagiri tosag the maher wohar and nishigemrish
Well, to Lon Rodi Lalalo, but Jerry and Rodis Astovic, Lerala Dini Oigan, not just Obergacrua, August Bunch Tatnavas, Shin Rodigan, a Yenin people, Yenin Dini Jarmadar, fresh and like Kaitu Tatnava Bunchas, and Kudj Taurus, fresh and Mar Tadini Gaffa Lesh and Tor, on Och Jaranaka will should come Bunch and Mock Mutashin, like Gimmerch. Listen, Fern Shinshrock and Heron, Noig, Igdol, Harlark, and Emmerich Soccer, Akaitu, Bant, and Tatnav, Bunchas, and Taurus, Fresh, and Martashin, and Rudis Tavakti, Kun Salta, Bunchas, Martashi, Tashi, Kosbrew, like Emmerich Pell, like Emmerich Soccer, Bronarm, the Kut Karja, Augusig, Ig Fossinus, Gaffala Sport, like Tashi, Kos Special, to Gwilmajanonish, and Yanav, Augus Gwil, Nefajorakti, on the Kalani Oiganish, Le Ruddy Abanchamak, and Dulhar Lar Murderchme, Nokan Immerch Ishra, and the Heron Freshen. So, Upper Gurkrugus, Bantukaj Tatnavas Freshen.
What are the changes that you have seen from when you started off playing that young girl back in COVID? Still very young girl, still playing, but what are the changes that you've seen in how we look at women's sport and women's football?
Yeah, well, I think. At the time, just before COVID, I just joined my first girls team, full girls team, and I was maybe 15 years of age at that stage. So, there was no girls team in Monaghan at that stage. But now, when I go home to my local club, which is Monaghan Town, they have a number of girls teams from, under eights up to under 14s, I think it is, and I think that's brilliant to see, because that was only 5 years ago, like, that I was there, and there was no sign of any girls team happening. So I think that's happening at local level throughout the country, especially in more rural areas, which I think is really, really important for girls to be able to come through. I think for a time Dublin was the only footballing hotspot in the country for young girls. It was the same for me, when I first was coming up, I had to go to Dublin to play with a girls' team. It was just the only one around, and it was obviously had the best facilities, best quality. We're playing in the top league, so I think that's probably the biggest thing, the biggest standout point for me, is how many more girls at grassroots level are getting involved and are, making these teams happen, or creating new teams. And the more girls we have involved in football, the better, because just the participation levels have been growing, and that means we have, more girls coming up to the League of Ireland. We'll have a higher quality, and then we'll just have more girls enjoying the game, which is, as I said, the most important thing.
And how does it sit with you to be considered a role model now?
Oh, I still see. I still wouldn't consider myself a role model. I think that's one thing that you never really can come to terms with. Even like when I was. Even in the League of Ireland, I think the attendances have been growing the last few years, and it's really special when, after a game, there's girls coming up to you and asking you to sign their jersey or to take a photo with them, or, a lot of them ask for your shin pads or your boots, and sometimes you can't give it to them because, you don't have the boots to be given away. But no, it's really special that at League of Ireland level, you can be considered a role model, and there is young girls looking up to you, and striving to be like you, I suppose, when they're older. So I think we've seen that over here as well. It's the same, the sort of having young girls having people to look up to in their local areas is really, really important. So Yeah, it's a to even be considered like that is really special, and it's something that I'm proud of, and I hope that we my generation can leave women's football in a better place as well. As I said, that the likes of Stephanie and Áine left the League of Ireland in a better place. I hope that my generation can do the same thing for those young girls.
Well, you're certainly on the right path towards that scarlet. Go to Míle Míle Maigas as a bheith Lortlin, Gnáirí an Táille le Garfield.
Gramila Mike at Grania.
Yeah, that was interesting. Míle Buíochas a rís le scarlet as a bheith ag Lort Lom. Really enjoyed that chat with her and wish her so much success in her career in Scotland and for many more years to come. If you missed that podcast and you'd like to hear it back, or isht le Colm de Butler, no Jamie Wall, you can do that on our OTB social channels or anywhere that you get your podcasts. From me, Gráinne McIlwain, go dian chéad ar eile mar sin, slán agus amhair.
Off the ball, rugby.
Each time Scotland scored a 7-pointer, Ireland responded in an average time span of 5 minutes with 7 points to roll.
Oh, yeah.
3 minutes, 5 minutes, and 7 minutes were the tries that came in response to that.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.